music was Temple of Silence from, I gotta put my glasses on so I can read to see what it is, from Garden of the Gods, and that was Annette Cantor singing. That's beautiful music. This is Vocal Profiling Live on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards, and we have a special co-host today, Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Sherry.
Heather, tall blonde Heather, left for Chicago to prepare for our appearance there over the weekend at the Health Freedom Expo. And I'll be speaking on Saturday at the Schaumburg Center. Do you remember the title? Is Frequency a New Medicine or an Ancient Mystery Revealed?
That's it, Sherry.
Okay. And so if you want to know more information about that, it's Health Freedom Expo, which is one word. .com, and you can see times and how to get there and prices. It's really cheap for all the different lectures and booths that they're going to have. And it's about health freedom. This is put on by a nonprofit organization, and they want to help protect your health freedom. It's slipping quickly, and we're going to talk about that a little bit today. On this show, oh, I should tell you, come see us, and we'll do your vocal print for free. And just tell them Sherry sent you. On this show, Vocal Profiling Live, we attempt to demonstrate our computer programs that we do here at the Bioacoustic Biology Institute, because we've created these programs that you talk into a microphone straight into your computer, and the computer records it and then puts it into our magic computer program and spits out a report. I guess I shouldn't say it's a magic program because I wrote the program, so that doesn't make it magic. What's magic about it is what it spits out is stuff about you. And most people are not surprised about what it spits out, just that a computer would know that. And it helps people make decisions about compatibilities with other people, how they'd get along in a new job, what they really want out of life. So you can call us today, and we'll do your vocal profile right on the air. The numbers in worldwide is 877-489-6350, and in Canada, toll-free 888-228-4494, direct line 705-307-776-5154. And if you can't remember all those, and who could, just jump onto bbsradio.com. We're on station 2 today, and you'll get in touch with Don, the producer and the owner of BBS Radio, and he and his crew try very, very hard to bring you the truth. It's one of the few really truth, non-commercial stations on the planet, and we love what Don is doing, helping bring the truth to people's core and to the government. There's a little bit of controversy going on right now on BBS because they're bringing some people in that show that Bush should be charged with murder. And I think everybody should go to the front page and read a bit about that because I think it's intriguing and it needs to come out. Well, today we're going to talk about you as a light in the world, how to find your place in the world. Now, Buddha said, you must be the light you wish to see in the world. And we're also going to talk about a way for you to divine your own signature sound. When I say that, Lisa, and thank you for being on with us, and listeners, thank you for joining us. And if you don't want your voice done, you just want to talk about this philosophical idea that we're talking about today, just call us. But when I say, the Buddha said, you must be the light you wish to see in the world, what do you think that means?
I think it pretty much means that you have to exemplify what you want to be surrounded with. So if you exemplify negativity, the world around you is going to be full of negative things. If you put out a positive energy, then positive energy is going to come back to you and surround you within the world.
When you look at a picture of Jesus, most of the time there's this yellow glow, the white
yes.
glow. around his head. What do you think that means?
I think it's probably, I see it as energy and power.
Well, it's light.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe that's part of what Buddha's saying, you must be the light. So they put this light around Jesus' head to exemplify perfection.
Yes.
The word light comes from a Hebrew word, O-R-A. And it got kind of manifested in English as A-U-R-A, for the aura, the light that people see. And people think that's kind of psychic to see an aura, but really it's just heat manifestations coming off the body. Heat as frequency and thought as frequency. So there it is, just kind of hanging around your body. Now, we have sets of aura cards, and it teaches you to see the aura of someone else. It teaches you to see your lighting conditions and how you should look to see someone else's aura. Is that something you'd want to do, see somebody's aura?
I think it would be very telling.
Well?
James Redfield wrote a book about the Celestine Prophecy, and a lot of that book dealt with seeing the light energy or the auras around people and plants and different objects that the main character encountered.
Well, if people would like a set of those aura cards, they could write to us at radio@vocalprofiling.com, and we'll send you out a set of aura cards. We'll make you pay the shipping. I think it's like $1.96 or something for shipping. But we'll send you a free set so you can start to see auras and evade other people's privacy.
That would certainly do it.
No, I used to teach parapsychology at the University of Tyler for about 10 years, and part of the course that I taught was how to see somebody else's aura. And there was this one girl there, and she had the shape of a crutch in her aura. There's three different stages to this light around the body. A really narrow light that's kind of electric blue, and it sort of hugs the body really, really tight. And then there's a next stage that in men it's very angular, but in women it's kind of soft and round. And then the third layer is you see little plops of light and sort of like thick paint boiling. It comes up and kind of looks like it would go kind of plop.
Yeah.
And sort of an explosion of light. So I saw this crutch in her aura, and instead of just blurting out what was going on, there's a crutch in your aura. Because I thought I could play God here, and I didn't want to predispose her to an accident, and, you know, just playing stupid with my ego here. So I took her friend aside, and I said, would a crutch in her aura mean anything to her? And her friend started laughing. Her boyfriend has broke his leg, and she had been helping him hobble to class all day.
She had been the crutch.
Yeah, and so it was just kind of stuck in there. So you have to be careful about what you see. And the shade of pink on my daughter means she's unsure of what she's saying. That same shade of pink on my son says he's lying. So you can't just interpret things that way. You have to know somebody.
Right.
And you have to know your brain dominance. When somebody looks at my aura and they're right-brained, they see sort of this fuchsia color, fuchsia purple. But the left-brained people see it as yellow.
Oh.
And those are opposites by light complement. Whole brain people see my aura as white. So you just have to learn to check out your lighting conditions and check out your focus. These little cards just really teach you your focus. And we want people to have them, not because we want everybody to be able to invade everyone's privacy, but I think it's time that we lighten up.
Absolutely.
And begin to be more of who we are, and they've already proven that the aura exists, even with photography. Krillian photography, they can take a picture of a leaf still on the tree, and it has this aura, this white or bluish light that we all share, and they can cut a piece off of it while it's still on the tree, and the whole leaf shape is still there, which I think is phenomenal.
Wow, it's phenomenal.
Showing that the energy pattern is still there. But after about 72 hours, after you take the leaf off the tree so it died. Uh-huh. I'm feeling bad about saying that. The whole energy of the leaf dissipates and dies.
Wow, that's amazing.
I think the Jewish religion really have a good thing about their death rituals, where in some of the more orthodox traditions, they don't remove the blood from the body. I really think the blood is the crystallization of the body. It's where all the information kind of processes. And when my body passes, or whatever you want to call it, I don't want them taking my blood. I want them to leave me alone.
Yes.
And then in 3 days, bury me. So this is my official will.
Okay. I got you.
So we got off on auras and what auras represent, and they represent your consciousness. You know, I see in so many people's auras all this confusion, and they don't know which direction to go, and they don't know what's happening with them. They don't know how to be their own light. And they've got this real dark color underneath their skin, and it's just, they don't know how to shine from the inside out. And I just want to help with that. And one of the things that BBS is doing is that we have a free program, and that people aren't going to believe that, but we have an absolutely free vocal profiling program that we want to provide to you in the hopes that you can use your voice to see what's really going on in your life. There's a movie out called The Secret. Most of you probably know it. And it talks about you can have anything you want in your life by manifesting it. Mind over matter. Do you believe in that, Lisa?
I absolutely believe in mind over matter.
Is this a personal experience? Or?
It is a personal experience. And I don't even know if I've told you this yet, Sherry, but I will give you a secret. About 4 years ago, I started having symptoms of numbness and tingling from the waist down. Woke up one morning, and it was just there. And I thought I had probably pinched a nerve or something, because I've always had lower back trouble. After 3 or 4 days of it not going away, I went to the doctor, and they started doing a lot of tests on me, and I ended up going to Cleveland Clinic. At Cleveland Clinic, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. They said it was in the early stages. I had a little white spot on my spine, and I had a little tiny white spot on a part of my brain that apparently had no function. So they were, in order for them to correctly diagnose you, you have to have two or more for it to be multiple. So, of course, the doctors wanted to immediately start me on all these shots and all of this other crazy stuff. And I went along with it for about 3 months, and the medicine made me sicker than I had ever been in my entire life. So I quit taking everything. I flushed all the pills down the toilet and mentally just decided I do not have the time or the inkling to even deal with this. I just don't. It's just not happening. I'm moving on. I'm living my life. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And I refused to let it be an issue. And within 6 months, within 3 or 4 months, the symptoms that I experienced with my legs were gone. And I have had very little trouble with it since.
You know, this really explains a lot of things to us. When you applied for a job here, and you were so interested in what we did and you had an innate understanding of it, and I've talked to other staff members about this, and it's like, she's too good to be true. Why would she want to work here for the pittance that we could afford to pay her? She's so incredibly talented.
Because the learning is more valuable than the paycheck?
Well, the fact that you have MS and we have known to cure MS, we should look at your prints in terms of myelin sheathing. That's a benefit to working here.
Well, and then you sent me something today on email, and I mentioned it to you earlier, about aspartame.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a Diet Coke addict. And so I often wonder if because I haven't cut back on it some, I mean, I'm not nearly to the point that I was, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, if maybe that hasn't helped alleviate some of the symptoms that I was feeling.
aspartame is the same frequency as glutamic acid. So here is your body out here looking for a frequency of glutamic acid, and it happens to fall upon aspartame, which is the same frequency. It doesn't know the difference.
Right.
You know, the number of frequencies of frequency to it. Although if you look at it like 6 and 4 is 10 and 7 and 3 is 10, it's made of different constituents.
Right.
So your body uptakes that aspartame, and it doesn't know how to handle it. And so it begins to deteriorate nerves and muscle and tissue, connective tissue. Usually it will attack the joints first, but we really should look at your reaction to aspartame. You know, for some people, aspartame is absolute poison. And for other people, it doesn't seem to bother them. And I think that's how the drug companies get away with saying it doesn't hurt people.
Right.
There's about 6,000 things out there now with aspartame in it.
And drug companies use the aspartame in some of their medicines. So from the email that you sent me today from this website that I was reading about, the drug companies, you know, if they're using it in some of the actual pharmaceutical medicine that we're buying, they're not going to tell us that, you know, it's something we shouldn't be having.
And it's in kids' cough syrups.
Yes, it
and
is.
You know, one of the things that we think very strongly here at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, and for most of you who are just maybe tuning in now and don't really know what that is, you can get an inkling by going to one of our websites, JBAB, Justice Bad Apple Boy, really stands for the Journal of Bioacoustic Biology.org. Give you a lot of information about the very serious research that we do here. And we do this vocal profiling live. It's something fun. People can call in. We can look at their personality. They can see what kind of people they're compatible with. But we do some very, very serious work here. And we think, no, we know, that whoever controls the health of the nation is going to control the people. And one of the things that was just sent to me, Mike Adams just sent this to me. I love Mike Adams and what he puts out. And you can get to his website. I thought I had it right in front of me. Oh, naturalnews.com, and it's Mike Adams, and he calls himself the Health Ranger. He just sent this. It came yesterday. I'm quoting here. Big Pharma is constantly finding new ways to destroy the natural supplement market in much the same way that the American Medical Association once sought to destroy the chiropractic industry, quote, for which it was later found guilty of conspiracy in U.S. courts, by the way, end of quote. The latest attack against vitamins comes from an FDA petition filed by Medicure, M-E-D-I-C-U-R-E, Pharma Inc., which has astonishingly asked that vitamin for the FDA to ban the sale of vitamin B6. B6, of course, is a naturally occurring nutrient found in numerous vegetables, nuts, and whole grains. Its natural form is pyridoxal 5-phosphate, or P5P for short. It's an essential nutrient for expectant mothers, growing children, and anyone who wishes to be healthy. It's absolutely crucial for healthy blood cell formation, and it's used in over 100 enzymatic reactions involving protein metabolism. Well, the biggest one I've seen is for insulin. It's really required for insulin. He goes on to say, so why would a pharmaceutical company petition the FDA to outlaw the sale of an essential nutrient? It's simple, because Big Pharma wants to market its own form of B6 and call it a drug, in quotes. Medicure Pharma Inc. has been studying the clinical effects of vitamin B6, which they now call MC-1, on humans. This is part of the process for receiving FDA approval on MC-1 as a drug and then marketing this drug through the conventional medical system, selling it at markups that can reach 500,000% over the cost of the actual ingredient. So why is Big Pharma trying to control even our nutrients? They couldn't do it with Codex. We were fighting Codex every step of the way, so now they're going to fight us one vitamin at a time.
Yes, and we're going to pay exorbitant prices for one vitamin at a time.
And or even if we can get them, because this is going to have to be by prescription.
Exactly. You'll have to spend huge money to go to your doctor just to see the doctor, and then he's going to write you a prescription, and you'll probably pay $75 for a month's supply, if you're lucky. And then, like I was telling you earlier, there's 46 million uninsured people in this country who don't have a prescription drug benefit or any other form of insurance.
And so they couldn't even go to the doctor.
They couldn't even go to the doctor to get a B6 if they wanted to.
So they mess up our food supply with all of this modified food, modified grains, so we can't get the nutrients that we need. And now they're going to make the nutrients that they took out of the food a drug. And here we go. They're going to control us. We knew this was coming. We tried to prepare for it. We don't like the idea that Codex is taking away your nutrients. We don't like the idea that these drug companies are taking something very natural, putting it in a bottle, making it synthetic, and then holding us ransom.
That's what they're doing.
For it. So one of the things that we're doing here at the Center for Bioacoustic Biology is finding ways to provide you these nutrients through frequency, and we can do it. We can provide insulin through frequency, Prozac, aspirin, almost any other kind of medication that we can provide the frequency of that through a little machine that we have, and that's the research that we're doing here, and that's what we want the people listening to this to join us in doing. If we don't stop this, and, you know, what's the choices? We've tried stopping them through the law, and it just drug out and drug out and drug out. We've tried convincing them of their folly. The recent Codex meeting that happened, one of the smaller countries stood up against the United States and said, this is wrong and we don't want it. The United States went to her government and forced her to recant and to take her statement out of this official reading of this meeting. And she got so upset with that, she stood up and said, I will take my statements back, but I'm taking them back because my country is being pressured by the United States. Now, why? What is going on here? Is it government being run by Big Pharma? Is it people being paid off? Why is our food allowed to be modified without us being told about it? Why don't we have any rights? We're the consumer. The FDA is certainly not doing anything about it if they're going to allow a natural vitamin like this to be taken off the market just because it's not hurting anybody.
No.
This is a B vitamin. It's water soluble. If we want to take it, we should be able to take it.
I agree, Sherry.
So one of the things that we have started to do, and we've talked about this a little bit already, is the very poor condition our health is in, especially in the U.S. Even at the clinic here, we had a whole family come in, a grandmother, a mother, and a granddaughter. And the grandmother, I think, was in her 60s when she got breast cancer. The mother, same type of breast cancer, in her 40s, and the granddaughter got it before she was 20.
That's amazing.
Are we in such poor shape that each of the generations are less and less able to fight this off? Is it a more toxic world? Is it more vaccinations so that people are, they just can't fight it off? And one of the things that we're seeing that is really dampened right now is thymopoietin. And you can't buy that. We can give it to you by frequency, but you can't buy thymopoietin, which helps the body express its own immune system. A lot of the things, a lot of clients we see here are suppressed immune system. And I think it's food supply and toxins. I think we are polluting our own world. And I think these people that are ending up here are the canaries trying to tell us, you need to change this. The other thing that I see, and I don't go many places because I work here a lot, but when I go to the store anymore and see kids, probably 80% of the kids that I see, and even little ones, are overweight.
They're very overweight.
and some two-year-olds that are as wide as they are tall. There's the idea that if your body's in good working condition, it will not gain weight if you give it the right nutrients. What are we giving these kids that are giving them Prader-Willi disease and inability to process, and their thyroid is wrecked at age two?
Yeah.
And their adrenals are wrecked. What have we done to these babies? I mean, there's no answer to that.
There's not.
But we do have an answer. We have an answer right in our own bodies. We can take a vocal print. We can see where your MS is coming from. We can see the root cause of these diseases. Your brain speaks math. And we crack the code of that math. And we can take a sample of your voice, and we can be very serious about it, and we can tell you what's going on, and we can reverse the issues. You haven't been here long enough to see what's going on with Nikki and her bio diet program. Did you see her fat pictures before?
I haven't seen the before pictures, but I have seen Nikki now, and the woman is amazing.
Looks good.
She looks great. She has, I wish she could bottle her energy.
Have you seen my fat pictures?
No, I haven't, but you've told me you've lost quite a bit of weight.
Yeah.
Your shirts are too big for you.
Have you noticed?
Yes, you're swimming in them.
All my clothes are too big. I am determined I am not going to buy smaller clothes until I lose the weight that I'm
losing.
The biggest thing that I am losing is my big fat stomach. I now see my feet. Insulin resistance. I had inflammation. I had rheumatoid arthritis. And I was just determined that I was going to discover what this is. So we set out, and it's been about 2 years ago, to create all these templates for people so they could call in, give us a vocal print, and let's say their feet are stiff in the morning, and that's called stiff man syndrome, and it really is an enzyme that they lack the ability to process sugar. So if you're waking up in the morning and your feet and legs are stiff and you have trouble walking, then by September, that's our goal, to have this up on the website so that they can set it their computer at home and blah, 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 you know, my feet are stiff in the morning. And that computer will give them the information back about what they need to do in terms of math. And we now have the correlates to the nutrients and the genes, the toxins, the pathogens. So that's going to be ready for people. What do you think is going to happen to the control that the big pharmacies have?
When the secret gets out?
Yes. What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, I can't wait to write about it. it could get nasty.
How do you think? You think they're going to perceive us as a threat?
I think if they're perceiving vitamin B6 as a threat or a way to make money, and they're going to take what has naturally occurred and take it away and give us money or make themselves money, I think that this kind of groundbreaking, revolutionary way of dealing with health and more importantly, reinventing the healthcare system.
That's a good way to put it, reinventing.
Could scare a lot of big pharmacy companies.
Do you think this is about they want control of the people through their health, keep them dumbed down because they're sick, or do you think they just want money in their pocket?
I think you have to keep them dumbed down in order to keep the money in their pocket.
You're new here.
Very.
But you're also, you have an innate understanding of this. And I don't know if I believe in reincarnation or something, but it just feels like you've worked with this before.
Really?
And you know things about it. There are people who come
I like here. The idea of reincarnation.
There are people who come here to class and they sit here and cry. And they can't tell you why they're crying. They just say, I feel like I've come home.
You made me cry once already.
What did I do?
You just talked about what you do here. And in that moment, I had this profound realization of the potential that your work could alter the way the whole world thinks about getting better.
How did you come to that conclusion?
I don't know if you've noticed, but I do a lot of reading and I listen to everything that goes on. So I've only been here 9 days, Sherry.
It seems like you've been new. It seems like you've been here for months.
It does seem like I've been here much longer than that. But everything you send me, I read. And I go to every website and I read. And I'm fortunate that I have one of those memories that once I read it, it's there. So that helps a lot. But I came to Sound Health with an already very accepting view of alternative medicine. I think any time I don't have to give a doctor money repeatedly for the same thing and I can go somewhere else and have the problem fixed once, why would I keep going back to the doctor? So I'm convinced that you're not alternative medicine, though.
What do you think we are?
I think you're new medicine. I think you're the new medicine.
You think we're going to get in trouble for calling it medicine?
I think the doctors' egos will be crushed because of using that term.
Do you think maybe they're just undereducated and that's our role to educate them to what this is?
I think a lot of it comes as, think about what you do here, Sherry. I mean,
pretend our listeners know nothing of what we do. Tell them in fresh eyes what happens here.
With fresh eyes, what happens are clients walk in the door and they suffer from myriad of problems. And when they leave, the problems are alleviated to the point that they are amazed or completely gone.
Talk about this lady that came in that everybody hated because she just was, she would not shut up, and she just, this long string of yappiness.
Yes. Sherry has been really good about, when clients come in, bringing me in and introducing me to them, primarily just so I can get a feel for what goes on at Sound Health. This client came in, and her body was obviously in stress. And to me, and really to everybody around her, the way that she exhibited that stress in her body was through talking very fast. So fast that my ears had a hard time keeping up with it. And Sherry was really, I love the way you approached it, because you just said, come in here and talk with us. So I came in and I talked to her and I introduced myself, and then we went back into the lab room and where you work with the clients. And I could hear tones playing, but I didn't make the connection because I had not been with clients and been back in the room where you work with them at. So we got back there and we sat down and I was still talking to her, and then all of a sudden it was like somebody had flipped a switch. Her voice slowed to probably half of what it had been in the other room. And I remember my neck almost broke turning to look at you, going, did I really just hear that? And you looked at me and you said, you heard that, didn't you? And I'm like, I did. And she said, her tones are playing in this room. And she said, okay, we can go out to the other room now. So I thought I had heard all I was going to hear. So we go out into the other room and I'm still talking to her. And within a minute, she was back to talking really fast again, and my neck nearly broke looking at you again. And,
yes, and she didn't have sounds there.
And then she didn't have sounds in this room. So as soon as she left the sounds that were designed specifically for her problem, she reverted back to her body being in some sort of stress, and it was like a light switch.
That sounds so far-fetched, Lisa. How are you going to convince people?
I saw it. It was amazing.
Do you think that's what it's really going to take, us doing a demonstration for everybody that this is real?
I think for most people, seeing is believing.
So what could we do to give people enough information in a way that's free to them, in a way that they don't have to take any chances, that they could see that this is real?
Well, you hired me to write about it. So that was a good first step. And I think it's good that I'm here, because I came, like I told you when you interviewed me, I thought I was interviewing for a receptionist position. And when I found out that this was Sound Health, I me and the way I work, automatically went to the internet and tried to figure out what in the world Sound Health was. And I found out that you use the voice and the voice's frequency to fix the stresses and the problems that people have with their health. And I found out you were Scientist of the Year. And that lended credibility to everything that I was reading. And I went to all of these other websites and found out how much work was being done in the area of bioacoustics and felt again like I had been cheated because I didn't know anything about it. I was 40 years old and didn't even know the first thing about bioacoustics. And so when I got here for the interview and said, and you said, okay, we need you to be here writing about this, I knew I could do the job because I would be writing from everybody else's perspective. And that is, okay, this can't be true. It's too good to be true. I'm writing from the skeptic's point of view.
Did you believe it when you first started reading about it?
I did because I tend to lean that way anyway. I have always believed that our bodies are just a mass of energy. That it's, and if something is full of energy, then it has to emit some sort of sound frequency. It can be measured. So because I had that initial belief, it wasn't a huge leap for me to make that, okay, we're all making a noise, we just can't hear it.
But if you ask medicine, do you have an energy body, they sort of hem-haul around. They take pictures of it with x-rays and CAT scans and MRIs. But oftentimes, and I'm sort of joking, but it makes the point, when I do lectures, I will say to people, anybody here that does not have an energy body, please leave. And if somebody gets up to leave, they had to have an energy body to even do that.
Exactly.
But how many books has been written here from very ancient perspective of this energy body in Christ and the aura,
right,
and the light, and then from very modern looking at MRIs and CAT scans and that kind of thing, trying to make the body give up its secrets.
Right.
And we can make the body give up secrets many levels deep by just looking at the voice. Your brain speaks math.
Which just frightens me beyond anything you can imagine. That blows my mind.
Why? Are you a math phobic or something?
I really am. My whole life. I was a letter major in college, so I'm an English major. And to find out that my body speaks numbers is upsetting because I'll never understand it, Sherry.
Well, the numbers, as frequency comes out your voice, and goes right back to your ear. It's the only dual system you have. Out your mouth, in your ear. Pre-programmed. We talk about how mind over matter and how we program ourselves. I think this is a down day. So you've heard that, and your body begins to manifest. This is an up and a wonderful day.
Yes.
Programming. No other system in your body has that kind of in and out dual system. You don't give light out with your eyes. You take light in. Your body changes it to electrical, chemical energy, sends it to your brain, and the brain says, oh, let me interpret that frequency,
right,
in this range as visual input. It's a math connection. It's a math correlate. Your brain speaks 0 to 64 cycles per second. It's your central processing unit. And through your neural network, sends all these frequencies everywhere to run your little finger and your eye blink and, you know, the fact that you can move your tongue. And we just found a way to intercede that if your tongue doesn't work, if you've had a stroke, and we have profiles of this, if anybody wants to send us an email and say, send this to us, that we have a program called ReVoice. So if you've had a stroke and you need your voice, I'm going to jump over here and look at email, see if anybody sent us any email. Okay. That seems far-fetched, too. You know, here you can't talk, and now 20 minutes later you can talk clearly. And we have it on a video, a profile. How many people out there need help? How many people have a stroke a year? I don't know the answer to that.
It's a lot.
We certainly could help them if we had enough trained people to do it.
Exactly. And right now we don't.
And it's just running all ragged here. How many people here? 8 or 9 here, and then we have some of the other buildings and stuff doing, making equipment. We have engineers that work here, programmers. And we just don't have enough people to keep up. We don't have enough money to keep up. And we just decided to take a big leap. We created a very small sample, I guess, a mini program.
That's what it is.
It's called Nano Voice, N-A-N-O Voice. And it is just like our N Voice. You speak into a microphone and it gives you a printout, topic specific about what's going on with you. And we are giving that away free, absolutely free. We're not asking for your email address. We're not asking you to tell us who you are, although we'd like to know. And if you like the program, we'd like to know that. We're providing you with a free manual and a free class on how to run the program if you want. And BBS, Champions of the Truth, Champions of Freedom of the People, have put this on their front page. They've never done anything for outside sources on that front page. It's always been reserved for what's going on with BBS. But Don put it right in the middle of the front page. You can go there and download this program, have it on your computer. It's a little wimpy on Macs, but if you have a Mac that you can partition and run also as a PC, it will work. And you can talk to this program. You can say, okay, I got two jobs that I've been offered, and this is what this job offers. Talk to the machine, and this is what this job offers. You talk to the machine in another print, and your own voice will tell you which job causes your being to be the most harmonic. How does that happen? Your vocal cords are run by a nerve called a recurrent laryngeal nerve. That nerve is in the parasympathetic nerve bundle that goes directly from your brain to all parts of your body and keeps you in stasis. If I jump out and yell boo at you and you jump, then that parasympathetic nervous system has to evaluate that situation and says, ah, she's not very scary. We're just going to calm down here. So it keeps you in the stasis based on incoming data. And the recurrent laryngeal runs inside that bundle of nerves. And everything that happens to your body, your recurrent laryngeal nerve begins to vibrate and affects your voice. That's how this whole system works. Your vocal cords have a direct connection to the brain, and your voice provides the patterns of math that tells us whether you have, well, we could do it in music terms, whether you have sour notes in your song. And when you have frequencies that don't match, when it goes 5 plus 1 equals 9, we know there's a problem going on. And based on the work that we've done here in the last 20 years, we know what that 9 means. We know what the 5 means. We know what the formula means, and we could feed it back to you. And that's the program that we want you to have. So you can begin to have dominion over your own health. You can look at your children's health. You can look at your family, your friends. You could set up a business with this.
Absolutely.
To do these kinds of profiles for people. We think somebody needs to take a stand for health freedom, and this is our gift to the community. Totally unheard of that we're providing this free. I talked to a person today who is a PR person. She said, you can't do that. You can't give something away for nothing. You're getting nothing out of it. You need at least to grab their email address. I said, if they're interested, they'll get back to me. They'll tell me what their email address is. Our email address and how they can get in touch with us is all over this stuff. So if they want to know more, if they have any vision and concern about what's going on with health care in this country, and it's going to filter out to the world, then they'll get back in touch with me, and they'll want to be part of this family. They'll want to bring the new medicine. Is that kind of how you felt when you came here?
It is. It was very overwhelming the first few days because it's hard for me to write about something that I have no prior knowledge of. So I was really starting.
You did an incredible job.
Thank you. I was doing, it was a really fast learning curve, Sherry. And every day I still have a million questions, and and you write me notes, and I'll put question marks beside things because I don't know anything about that one, and I'll have to come and sit down and say, talk to me, Sherry, I don't know anything about this. But the more people learn and the more people see, and I think that's what Nano Voice does, it gives them a little shot at taking a small peek at the possibilities. And once they see that report print out from their very first Nano Voice, they're going to want more.
It shows them that their voice really expresses who they are. Did you have yours done?
I did. I've had my. You did mine when I interviewed here. And I think we've done it one other time.
And were you surprised at what came up?
No, not at all.
Were you surprised that a computer knew it?
I was freaked out that when I interviewed that Nikki, I was like, okay, I've known you 10 minutes, and you know me as well as my best friend of 10 years. So that was a little intimidating during a job interview, Sherry, but it was right on.
What do you think that kind of information could do for people?
It certainly will make you sit back and take stock of what you're doing in your life and if you really are where you want to be in that moment.
So do you think people don't know themselves?
I think people don't slow down long enough to give it much thought.
And you think it's a good thing if they did?
I do, because people get stuck in a rut, and they keep saying, all these terrible things are happening to me, all this stuff is not right, and I'm just miserable, and if you sit still long enough and take a minute, you can figure it out. But when you get so far down and you get into such a big rut, oftentimes people can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And
as Buddha says, be the light.
Exactly. And if you sit down for a 30-second voice profile with Nano Voice, in about a minute and a half, it may bring you some clarity.
And I think it certainly gives people direction.
Absolutely.
As to where they could go. One of the things I think about depression and bad feelings is I talk about it and I use it because I know that a change needs to occur. If I'm feeling very bad about something that's going on, I know a system is broken and I need to change directions to make that system different. And every time I do, it opens up a whole new possibility. So,
right. So
I use depression and things that are wrong and try to in a very constructive way. Have you gone on beyond Nano Voice and had your voice done for other things here?
I started with BioDiet. We haven't had a whole lot of time because we've been getting ready for the expo, and we did do my voice print for BioDiet, but we haven't done any extensive sort of analysis or what I need to do to make corrections for my body.
Were you here when Robert Day came in, the eye guy?
Yes, I was.
Were you impressed with his case?
I was blown away. That man's incredible. He drove here all by himself.
Even though he's legally blind?
Even though he's legally blind. He has had, I think at that time, he was coming here for his fourth treatment. And
we're not allowed to say treatment.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. His fourth visit. And although I think Robert would argue with you, it was amazing. He was telling me stories about getting up and walking across the room and tripping over his dogs because he couldn't see them. And he said, and the dogs got so tired of getting stepped on that they finally would see him coming and they'd get out of the way. And he was tickled to death that after coming to his fourth visit, he was able to drive here all by himself.
And he could see, and he had macular degeneration
right
in the beginning, and the holes in his vision have disappeared.
Yes.
That's a strange thing, holes disappeared.
Exactly.
And he can now see, and he can see street signs, he can read his newspaper, and he had his glasses
in his pocket. He did.
Which I think is absolutely amazing. What do you think is going to happen if this ever gets loose and people really know about it?
Medicine as we know it will no longer exist.
And how do you think Big Pharma is going to react to that?
They'll fight it or try to figure out a way to get a chunk of it.
But if there's enough of us that are trained,
exactly,
enough of us who know it, they can't do anything. We're prepared to go underground with our machines if need be. But we need you, the listening audience, to go out there and download Nano Voice.
Absolutely.
And look at it. It's Nano, N-A-N-O, voice.org. Look at it, play with it, see what you think about it. Come to one of our preview classes. They're free and it's online, so you don't even have to leave your own room.
Absolutely.
You don't have to leave your computer.
It's a 5-minute endeavor that will lead you to greater things.
You really have total faith that this is going to...
I really do.
You know, I have seen this from the beginning when I was at the university, and I had to pay people let me work on them, to now people beginning to accept this and seek us out. You know, we've had some of the greatest compliments from some of the doctors that work with us and people here. One of them, Dr. Roman Shrucki, says he sends his people here because this is where the doctor's doctor gets their information.
Yeah.
And it's beyond what conventional medicine teaches, although I taught it in a medical school for several years. I don't think I could begin to imagine what's really going to happen. I can think about it in terms of if everyone was well, what could we do with that energy?
What could you accomplish? You've created an amazing legacy here.
I just need to find a way to have it go on and to have other people learn to do this.
That's what you do. You get them started with Nano Voice and to see the possibilities, and then they need to come and take a class, and then they need to become practitioners, and the more practitioners you have, the more information is available to everybody else.
We have about 3,000 people trained. That sounds like a lot, doesn't it?
No.
It's not. Think about 3,000 doctors in the world. That's all there is.
There would be a waiting line from here to the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, we already have a waiting line for people to be seen.
Yep.
Clear up into next year. And we just don't have enough time to see the people that need to be seen. So they can start with just the free Nano Voice. Then they can do a preview class right online from home. They can see what all is going on, how to use that program to its best effect. Then there's a level one class where they learn to use many programs like Nano Voice, like Invoice, which is a larger version of that, and learn to do that, learn to market it. We also have what we call paired programs. And in those paired programs, two programs come together, one for the public and then one for the practitioner. The biggest one that people are interested in right now is BioDiet, because they can go out and teach this class on BioDiet and how to look at what's going on with someone's metabolism that's keeping them from being able to manage their weight properly. And how many people do you know that are overweight?
Quite a few.
Statistically, 65% of Americans are overweight. I think most of them live in Ohio.
We have our share, that's for sure.
Well, I go to some place like California, and they look pretty good. There just must be a different mindset. But with BioDiet, you can take people's vocal samples, and you can tell them what neurotransmitters are going on, what receptors are going on, what is happening with their metabolism. Then you can provide the frequencies for them. Because if we find out that something like norepinephrine is really down, you're going to gain weight. You can't get full. There's no satiation in your appetite. You just keep eating and eating if that epinephrine is really low. But if you don't have a receptor site to allow epinephrine into the body, it's just as bad because your body can't identify it to be used. And you cannot buy a receptor site. You cannot buy an opening for a receptor site, but we can open it with frequency and start your metabolism into working again. We talked about Invoice. That's the Revoice, which is bringing back voice after stroke or Parkinson's or MS or something like that. Also the anti-aging. If any of you are interested in learning how to look at people's voice for anti-aging signs well before the symptoms ever manifest. My gray hair is going away. My creaky joints are going away because I'm listening to the frequencies that anti-aging program told us I ought to have. And I can't digest purines very well. Well, people don't know that till it becomes a problem and their joints are deteriorated and they have gout and arthritis and there's so much damage. We can look at this years ahead of time. We can look at your DNA and your RNA through frequency and see where the weak spots in your genetics are. Mine says I'm going to die of kidney disease, so I'm very careful in protecting my kidney. So with that information up front, we can certainly help people with their health. They can go to our website, Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, sound, is it .com?
.com.
.com. And look at some of these programs. Their descriptions are there. We've done studies for years. We've been asked by the Army to help them do a project with these traumatic brain injury kids that are coming back because they have no way to measure the brain injury. We found a way to measure the degree, the percentage of brain injury. So that's a wonderful thing that we can do for our country. I dislike the war, but I really want to help the kids that are coming back. And I just think it's incredible what can happen if they take the first step, the first nanostep.
Very good.
So write to us or call us. 740-698-9119 is our phone number. Jump on nano voice.com. Download your program. Tell us how you like it. Stay in touch with us. Help us bring the new medicine to the people. Help us support health freedom. Thank you for joining us. This is BBS Radio, and the show is Local Profiling Live.